Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. False alarm on me. I thought my mic was on. That was so loud. Mic is not now. And we get ready for a monster game in Boston, Massachusetts. What we've been waiting on? A 3-game stretch we've waited on. Hell, it's a 5-game stretch. We need to come out Boston, Cleveland, OKC, Dallas, and in Memphis to return to Klay Thompson on Tuesday night. But now the Warriors return to Boston, where they got blown out by 52 points last season. And we'll get to the Celtics. We're going to talk. We got a great guest list today. I usually don't bring up the guest list in the first segment, but Rick Barry, the Hall of Famer.
The big open.
Anthony Slater.
I could not care less.
Could not care less about that?
I'm more of a mashed potatoes guy.
And then Gary Washburn, Boston Globe. So we got a good guest list here. Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Sharkies got the win in overtime. Sharkies. And it wasn't a clean game to start. They were in the penalty box twice within the first 5 minutes of the game.
The big wide turn. Wenberg cuts his way in. Wenberg to the net.
That's 4 of 5. 4 of 5 for the Sharkies. Good morning, Shasky.
Good morning. Like that big was open? That all that happened last night?
You like that big open?
I did. Bonte, you know, I'm kind of a sucker for power rankings and tiers and things of that nature when it comes to sports. I don't know if you saw this, but The Athletic dropped a new power rankings in the NBA. Now, it's premature. It's early. It's 2 weeks in.
Go ahead and say it. The Warriors are going on a deep playoff run.
I didn't say that. That's not. Don't put words in my mouth.
That's what I'm saying out loud. Shasky and I. That we both believe this team could make a deep run to the playoffs.
Absolutely. Law Murray put out a new.
Law Murray covers the LA Clippers. A good friend of mine. Met him at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in 2014 in Boston.
So he's credible.
In Boston. Oh, he's more than credible. Law Murray's the man.
Exactly. I thought so, too. After reading this article, do you want tier 3, tier 2, or tier 1?
Just get him out the way. You know I don't care about power
rankings. The T3. Tier 3 bubble going down to up. Grizzlies 15, Nets 14, Miami Heat 13, 12 is the Knicks. The Lakers are 11. Those are the bubble teams in the bubble. Then you go to in a good place, tier 2. I was like, well, maybe this is where the Warriors will be. Rockets 10, Kings 9, Denver 8, Wolves 7, Mavs 6. And then I go, well, are the Warriors going to make this list? Top tier number one contenders. Phoenix Suns number 5. Golden State Warriors number 4. Boston, Cleveland, OKC. We're in the top tier one contenders, boys. 2 weeks in. What?
Spadoni, you want to take this one?
What's wrong?
You going to take this list for that?
I'm not allowed to be excited about my team?
No.
I'm not allowed to think that they can't be a top tier one contender for more than a couple weeks?
You could believe what you want to believe. You can feel how you want to feel. You don't even know who Law Murray is. And you saw a random article in The Athletic about power rankings. This is the Warriors are fourth.
I see a headline.
Spadoni.
As the resident homer when it comes to Warrior
coverage.
Not a homer.
No, you're the resident warrior. Homer, you're the resident warrior.
That too.
Warrior.
Yeah, that.
Well, not
it makes
warrior.
Me very uncomfortable.
Warrior. Spadoni, hey. Why'd you look at me like that, Spadoni? What are you doing? Come on. Give it to me, Spadoni.
Because I said the exact same thing when he read me this. He's like, yeah, I asked, first of all, I asked, who wrote this? He's like, Law Murray. I was like, who is that? I literally said
and
that.
I said to him,
he's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't even know. He didn't even know whether or not he's credible.
I was like, you're thinking of Jamal Murray from the Denver Nuggets is who you're thinking about, not Law Murray.
Well,
I think it's more impressive that I know who Law Murray is and not the power rankings itself.
100%.
That I know the background and everything. And you know Law Murray.
Come on.
He goes to games. Law Murray walks around. He always has it's not a wave cap.
Okay.
But he does something to cover the front of his head. He's walking around. Law Murray, he's a hooper, man.
I'm looking at his profile pic right now on Twitter. He might have the coolest profile pic I've ever seen with this white sunglasses and a floral suit. So there you go.
He's been covering the Clippers for a long time.
All I'm saying is that, you know, sometimes in sports you get surprised. And I'm not saying that we're there yet with the Warriors in terms of a full season of surprises. I'm not even talking playoffs, but I'm having fun. Can I just get in the inner tube and see where this river takes me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the current is going toward top one tier contenders. I mean, we're 2 weeks in. We're going to have a big gauntlet. I am so excited.
So hold on.
This feels biggest regular season games
for
the Warriors in a long, long time.
We're going to get into it. But
I'm so excited.
I'm looking at the calendar here. No, I'm excited too.
I can't get enough Warrior stuff.
Well, I did this Warriors Now with Dalton yesterday. We were streaming yesterday at NBC, and I was like, man, this game, I can't wait for it. I read all the data, look at all the highlights and everything like that. But I just want to go through the calendar here. So, before the season, you vowed and made everybody promise, even though I didn't vow with you, but that, hey, we're not talking about a deep playoff run within the first 10 games of the season.
But I didn't.
No. I'm just going down the timeline.
I didn't talk about a deep playoff run.
You are getting No. You are getting closer to say it.
I am.
To say it.
I am.
To say it.
But
and
I'm
all
not there
I say,
yet.
And all
I'm
going to say this. We're
on the doorstep. I'm on the doorstep, Monte.
Boston, Cleveland, OKC. Now, Jay LeBron's going to be out tonight with the left hip flexor strain. This will be his third straight missed game. But this is what you're dealing with the Boston Celtics. They're the defending champions, right? We all know that. They ran through the Eastern Conference and beat the Mavs in 5 games. Last year, they were one of the most dominant teams in league history. Check this out. They never lost more than 2 games in a row last year.
That's crazy.
It did that only 4 times all season. The Celtics finished the regular season the most efficient team offensively in NBA history, and they were the second most efficient team defensively in the league, allowing 110.6 points per game per 100 possessions. They were scoring 122 per 100 possessions. And according to NBA.com, they returned 15 players who logged 93% of their regular season minutes from last year, the highest rate for a defending champion in the last 10 years. And this is one of the rare times early in the season that a Western Conference team will play to Boston. Only 4 of Boston's first 31 games to start the season are coming against the West. They're going to be East heavy. So here we go. Here we go, Boston. They were the league's number one team when it came to three-point attempts. And they're the number one team right now when it comes to three-point attempts. They attempt 55% of their field goals from the three-point line. So what is the game plan tonight? You got to think that Chris DeMarco, Jerry Stackhouse, Steve Kerr and company, run the Celtics off the three-point line. Don't let them get up three-point attempts. That's a little basic scouting report right there as we dive deeper into this.
Well, there's so many angles to this. The Warriors beat a version of this Boston Celtics team just a couple of years ago in the championship, which feels like a lifetime ago. The Warriors have changed a lot since then. Boston's changed a lot since then. Those guys are in their prime. You know, some of the Warriors are maybe just slightly on the down click. Some guys are, you know, trying to reclaim their careers and whatnot. This is a great litmus test for the Warriors. And obviously, you got Cleveland after that. Mm-hmm. You got OKC after that. Like, this three-game stretch is as close to a playoff stretch. Like, I looked at the schedule. This might be the toughest three-game stretch of the season. But I'll listen to you if you've got another one that you wanted to identify.
Well, no, it's a five-game stretch for me. It's a five-game stretch. It's Boston, Cleveland, OKC on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get Dallas, and then you get Memphis. And Dallas is going to be a factor in the Western Conference. So Luka and Kyrie, and Luka's still not in shape yet. You can just tell. He's working himself back into shape. He uses the first couple of months to get into shape. So he's missing a lot of shots that he normally hits just watching the Dallas Mavericks. But and then you get Memphis with Ja Morant, who are trying to reclaim their, you know, their stake in the Western Conference. So this five-game stretch I'm looking at, maybe one of the toughest five-game stretches, but we'll see later down the line how things play out. But for the meantime, for this team, look, they beat Portland, they beat Utah, they beat Washington, they beat the Pelicans twice, and of course they beat the Rockets. These are true barometer games. We're going to see just how good or just where the Warriors are at tonight, Friday and Sunday. That excites me because I don't know how good they are. I don't know whether they're a tier one or tier two or tier three team. I don't know that. I think it's a little premature to be doing power rankings in the NBA. At least wait a month. I mean, geez, Louise, we need content that bad. But I'll take it. And they're doing what they need to do. You control how you play, not who you play. You control how you play and who you play. Right now, the form is good with the Golden State Warriors.
Here's kind of my setting on the whole thing, B. I don't know how good they are, but boy, it feels really good to have hope and optimism, right? And I think that that's kind of like the number one thing that I've felt watching this team through, again, seven games. I'm not here to say that it's the end all be all, but like, it just feels different. And I'm hopeful that they put together a competitive, good game, and I want to see some back and forth between the Celtics and the Warriors, because I think there's a little bit of bitterness toward Boston fans and Draymond, Boston fans and Steph, Boston fans and Steve Kerr. So I think this is a great opportunity, and this is a team, Boston, that we all know is not just elite. They're deep. They're still hungry. They're in their primes. I don't know. This is going to be fun. I'm so pumped for the Warriors, man. I can't get enough of it. I wonder who out there is with me. Like, I'm not saying we're the best. I'm not saying, I don't even think, do I think we're the fourth best team in the league? Probably not. Like, I'm being real. Like, probably not. But you know what? Like, the fact we're even discussing that and that people are writing about it who are credible, who knows Bonte, like, that matters. That matters. Who's with me?
That's the funniest thing,
I'm driving the trolley.
I drive the trolley.
I got the cable car.
I drive the trolley because...
No.
You get in the back seat, you buckle up, because Lord knows if we go through a little bit of turbulence, our pet's heads are falling off. No, we're not going to do that.
I was worried.
Hey, it's Fanoni, man. Look, I'm fired up for this game.
Excuse me for being excited about the Warriors. No, sue me. You only have the franchise's greatest player of all time. We only got Buddy Hield, who's the greatest fit ever. We only got Draymond Green having a career renaissance. Like, I don't know. Other than that, though, you know, vibes are at an all-time high. Kuminga, maybe the best bench player in the league right now. Like, there are some problems with some of these contenders. You referenced Dallas.
Giannis, you still want him?
Well, Dallas is having problems with their starting five right now. And so, like they're basically a -9 with that group overall.
All right. The plus minus thing.
No, I'm just saying the average of minus nine. Like, it's not good.
That's pretty lame.
Conversely, Denver has bench problems. Like, some of the teams that are really, really good are also figuring it out right now. Yeah. And I'm not saying that they're not going to be there at the end. I'm just saying, like, just keep stacking chips, baby.
I can't get over the Law Murray thing.
Top tier one contenders.
I can't get over the Law Murray thing.
Just win, David.
Spinelli goes, I don't even know who Law Murray is. And Shasta goes, yeah, I don't either. I just saw Boston power ranking.
Don't let us beat Boston.
Oh, my gosh.
You let us beat Boston, and you watch the strut I got coming in tomorrow.
Well, no Jaylen Brown definitely helps, right?
third straight game he's going to miss with a left flexor strain.
My Warrior fans don't know anything about injuries.
But you know what, though?
I mean, give me, cry me a river.
You know what, though? I'm not mad at it. Because Draymond will still be talking that talk. Back in 2022, the NBA Finals.
There's a lot of trash talk going.
Huh?
I love how excited you are.
I am excited. I've been excited. I've been excited since training camp. I'm glad you're with me now. I'm glad you're riding with me now.
You know, the Wolves made a trade, and I don't think they're better. You know, I'm looking at Denver, and I'm looking at their bench, and they've got some issues. I still think they're going to – these are teams that are still going to be there when it's all said and done.
No, Denver's not going to be there when it's all said and done, because I don't know if you were paying attention last night. Eric Gordon is going to be out for a while.
I didn't see that. No, I missed that.
No, yeah, you missed it.
I had seven four-year-olds and younger running around getting pizza all over my house.
Aaron Gordon, where is it at? He's got a calf strain, and he's going to be out.
Oh.
He's going to be out for quite some time, as my internet is a little wonky.
After just signing a mega deal.
Yeah.
He's had a tough
He's had a tough season because tough offseason. You know, unfortunately, he lost his brother, Drew Gordon, who's, by the way, from San Jose as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Eric Gordon's going to be out for, how long is he going to be out? I want to say 4 to 6. He's out multiple weeks with the calf strain. Shab Sharani reported that yesterday. Calf strain, you know how that is, especially in basketball. He's going to be out a few weeks.
And that lingered with GP2 for quite some time.
Yes, exactly. So Denver, I don't worry about Denver. I think Denver's going to slip tremendously in the Western Conference. The Western Conference right now is Oklahoma City.
You're writing off. Wait, Phoenix Suns. I'm trying to keep up. You're writing off Denver.
Yeah, writing off Denver.
Okay.
OKC, Phoenix are right there at the top.
Okay, you believe in Phoenix thus far?
Thus far, they've got some good wins.
They got a rookie that's shooting like crazy.
They got some good wins. Okay. Tyus Jones has been good for them off the bench. They had a big win against the Lakers.
Yeah.
Big win against the Lakers. So they're playing well. They beat Dallas.
Okay. So this is Bonte's power rankings.
No, I'm not power ranking anything. Don't quote me on this. No. I don't do power rankings.
All right, so what is this?
I don't
do power rankings.
I'm just saying, teams in the Western Conference that I'm looking at.
Okay, Western Conference teams.
Minnesota. Don't get caught up in the power rankings, man. It's 2 weeks into the season.
Okay. You got Phoenix. So who else, Bonte, you have in your bubble?
That's about it right now in the West. But you know what, though? I don't know. Because teams are injured. Teams got guys getting in and out of lineup. Like Sacramento, for example. Do I believe in the Kings? Not really. But they've got to work through DeRozan issues. How to fit in DeRozan with the starting five? How does it affect De'Aaron Fox late in games? Memphis. They got Marcus Smart and Ja Morant. Where's Desmond Bane at? Where's Jaren Jackson Jr. at? Where's
Zach Edey at? Oh my God.
The Ja highlights are amazing.
Oh, my God,
Minnesota. You mentioned the trade with Minnesota. They're trying to work Julius Randle in. Dante DiVincenzo.
A new role.
Naz Reid coming off the bench. Where's Rudy Gobert at? Mike Conley Jr.'s getting older. So are these young guards on that team, Dillinger and Shannon Jr. from Illinois, are they going to impact the season towards the tail of the season? I don't know, but it's so early. Every team is sorting out. And let's be real, I'm a homer when it comes to the Warriors. I am. I believe all the time.
Wait, what?
I'm a homer when it comes to the Warriors all the time.
No way.
Yeah, all the time. However, I'm going to sit here and recognize the fact that they haven't really beat anybody yet.
I agree.
They haven't beat anybody yet.
That's why you don't want to let us beat Boston.
Well, no, that's why I'm eager to see these next three games. Now, you can talk that talk and you want to... Dude, if they beat Boston, deep playoff run's coming, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's coming.
I might suspend my own rule.
Well, look at this. Look at this. The Rockets yesterday, they beat the Knicks.
Hey.
Or Monday night, they beat the Knicks.
Bonte, Rockets are 10 on this list. Power rankings. So that might end up being a good win by the end of the week. I mean, they're a team that's quote-unquote in tier two in a good place.
Now, this is a big game because I've actually thought about the pregame outfit. More than I need to think about it.
What are you wearing?
I don't know. 650 is asking me, Comcast Business Text Line, is it a dress shoes or sneakers tonight?
Yeah, I think it's dress shoes.
Well, I haven't worn sneakers yet all season. So, we'll see about that.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Maybe I'll look presidential. Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freeman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freeman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Law Murray. Shout out to Law Murray. I'm going to DM him in a second. Be like, hey, man, your power rankings are making rounds up here in the Bay Area. All right, more Warriors Celtics coming up. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570 is the number. How are you feeling about this game tonight? Is this a game that will make you a believer in the 2024-25 Golden State Warriors? If they win, plus we'll get into the sound. There's a little bit of history between these two teams. All that coming up, brought to you by Safeway.
You guys play your best game of the whole summer to this point, but you didn't get to use Jason Tatum, who's obviously one of the best players in the league. Obviously, that's one of the hard things to do in your role.
Yeah, it's tough, but Jason handled it really well. I talked to him today before the game that it may play out this way, just with Kevin coming back and the lineups that I wanted to get to. But that'll change. You know, Jason's going to play. Every game's going to be different.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Well, Tatum didn't play much in the Olympics in Boston. Has kept that in its holster all summer long. And they've been circling his date. They've been waiting for this game for a long, long time. And even Steve Kerr said, yeah, they're probably going to give it to me in Boston at TD Garden. They gave it to the Warriors in the 2022 NBA Finals. Didn't work. They gave it to the Warriors last year when they beat them by 52 and left Jaylen Brown wide open all game long. And then you hear Steve Kerr there at the Olympics, and Tatum hasn't forgotten. Jaylen Brown hasn't forgotten, although he's not going to play. And you know the Boston fans have not forgotten, as long as they're media. We're going to talk to Gary Washburn, Boston Globe at 920, about that very thing, of what the environment will be like in Boston. Anthony Slater is going to join us at 830. Rick Barry, 8 o'clock here on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And don't forget to tune in to Warriors Live today. That's right, Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff and bring on the Celtics. We ready for this game, Warrior fans. It's a good barometer.
It's a huge barometer. You're referencing like Steve Kerr kind of getting it from the fans. I'm just going to give you my experience. Like you and I, we went to Philadelphia, and that is a whole, for a football game, that is like just a different, it's a one-off, it's a different environment.
Cream of the crop.
What? I
mean, cream of the crop in terms of just nastiness.
But in terms of like fan unison, of like booing an opponent, there was nothing that I've ever seen in any sport like Game 3 and Game 4, the Boston Celtics crowd booing Draymond Green. And by booing, I mean chanting every time he touched the ball, screw you, Draymond. And I'm giving you the Cliff Notes version or the PG version of what they were saying. I was blessed and lucky enough to be able to go out there for Game 3 and Game 4, sit by myself up in that upper bowl with all Boston fans.
You had a media credential. Why'd you do that?
It was the experience. It was one of the greatest experiences ever. Like on the real, like both those games, some of the greatest experiences of my life. The second half of sports. Second half of Steph Curry was just, oh my God. But seeing that crowd in unison, the way that they do, like, I know Giants fans do a beat LA chant. And,
yeah.
You know, what's the matter with Muncy? He's a bum. And at Niner games, you get the first down. And there's other chants and stuff throughout sports. Warriors. There's some great ones. But, like, the booing that Draymond Green got in Game 3 and Game 4 was as good of, like, an experience. I'm talking about, like, experience. The hair on my arm is standing up just thinking about it. I wonder what they got in store for Steve Kerr.
Oh, they've got a lot in store for Steve Kerr. You know, your boy David Portnoy might be sitting courtside. Portnoy, whatever his name is. And all those people who had the Aisha Can't Cook shirts. Remember that?
Forgot about that.
Remember that?
Aisha Can't Cook. But what a ridiculous t-shirt.
But you know what? Game 3 was so ridiculous. And even Draymond said, man, it was a lot. It was a lot, Game 3. Even for Draymond to say that it was a lot, I was like, wow, okay.
He looked rattled.
He was rattled. And the Warriors got beat by 15 in that game. But then we get to Game 4, and, you know, obviously we made the Curry documentary say they're too fast, they're too quick, they're too athletic. We were doom and gloom. We were a mess during that final series. But then Mary Babers Green joined the show, Draymond's mother. It was like, you know, I don't know what's going on with my son. He's talking to the rest, the back. You guys have no idea. But it was 25 minutes ago, and it was one of the best interviews that we've had on this show. And then Mully comes off Game 4, the morning of. Comes on 9 o'clock hour. And I didn't tell you anything. I just said, hey, it was a special guest. Remember, you didn't even know. He was like, what? And the roasters went crazy on YouTube. And Mully just comes in. Good morning, Roasters. Shasky, Bonte. The Warriors will win this game tonight. Huh? And we talked to Mully for about 20 minutes. He broke it all down. And we walked out that studio, WEEI. Well, I know I did. Shasky's walking with me. And, of course, I can't keep my big fat mouth shut. And I'm telling every Celtic fan, you're losing tonight. You know you're losing tonight.
Where was that place we went to
the
get
King
lobster?
Crab spot, oh, the crab spot. And remember, I was just telling everybody, you're not winning tonight. Now, incredible. I don't know if I believed it, but I convinced myself.
I wore my Warriors stuff everywhere around that town, and it was an odd feeling. It felt like they thought they were going to celebrate the championship that night,
essentially. Game 4 wasn't the same crowd as Game 3.
No, but it was a Friday night, 9 o'clock, liquored up Boston crowd.
It was, but they weren't as loud as Game 3.
And no, there was an odd feeling in the air. I would agree. Steph Curry,
when he had that explosive first quarter, and he looked into the Boston crowd and yelled at them and pumped his fist and said, I'm here. I said, damn, Steph is showing up tonight. And then you get down 97-90. And Andrew Wiggins hit some big shots. Klay Thompson hit some big shots.
Klay was really good.
Looney had a great offensive rebound. Day-Day comes back in the last 4 minutes and has a big offensive rebound.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And they survive and win that series. And then you get to Game 5. And that's when the Warriors just punked the Celtics mentally. I mean, listen to some of these highlights. Game 5, you got all this stuff going on. And they're talking trash left and right. Now, the scuffles happened in Game 2. Remember, because the Warriors blew Game 1.
Oh, Game 1. Game 1, it lives in my head rent-free. Fourth quarter.
So then Draymond Green in Game 2 said, I know where I need to go. I need to get inside of Jaylen Brown's head.
Warriors up by a bucket. Against Draymond Green.
If you're Draymond Green, you got to be careful. You already have a technical foul.
And if you're Jaylen Brown, you got to try to entice him.
Absolutely.
And in a normal course of a game, this would be a double team.
Brown took exception to Green's legs being on him as he fell.
I would hate to see someone ejected right now, but the norm, Steve, but I think that's what separates...
After the defensive foul on Green stands, there's no further penalties on this play.
I think that's what separates outstanding officiating, knowing all the circumstances.
So Draymond and Jaylen Brown getting into it, and radio doesn't do it quite the justice that we wanted to, but pardon me, Mike Breen wasn't on the call because he came up with COVID. So that was Mark Jones on ESPN alongside Van Gundy and Mark Jackson. But then after they won the championship, Draymond Green was in rare form talking that talk.
When Jaylen Brown went in the media and said he trying to pull my shorts down, I knew I took his heart. I knew I took his heart. And not that I'll have it next year. I got to regain it next year and next time we play him. But I knew for the rest of that series I had him. Because you know you're standing over me. And you're going to go to the media and say he was trying to pull my shorts down. Like, come on, bro. You're standing over me. Like, own it. But another thing he said, and I sent it to our team. He said, we are not afraid of the Golden State Warriors. I sent it to our team in a group chat and said, we are afraid of the Golden State Warriors because nobody asked you, are y'all afraid of us? Why the are you talking about that? He's like, we are not afraid of them. We'll do this and we'll do that. I knew at that point, I'm like, yep, this is baby food and this is over and we're going to walk on out of here with a championship.
That is elite.
When he dropped the microphone on the floor.
TD Garden in the presser.
Yes, it was just, I mean.
And Kendrick Perkins stand on it. He looks staring directly into the camera.
I swear to God, there are times where he is a WWE character And this is one of them. He was grabbing my shorts and I knew I got him.
Like, dude, this was baby food.
I'm like writing down some of the Draymond beefs that just, yeah. Like, this guy has a CVS receipt list of beefs around the NBA. I forgot about the Jaylen Brown stuff.
Remember game five? Where Jordan Poole's talking trash. And you got GP2. Remember the scene where Draymond and GP2 were holding on to the ball with the Celtics? It was a timeout. And they walked to the Celtics because he wouldn't let go of the ball in game five. And I was like, oh, they just took about the series mentally. Mentally, Draymond Green single-handedly took Jaylen Brown and their entire roster out of the series.
And I was so worried about Marcus Smart, and I was so worried about Horford. And, yeah,
Marcus Smart, the DPOY. Ooh.
Well, he did, like, crash into Steph's leg.
Oh, in the regular season.
Yeah, you know, so, like, he's a reckless player.
But they're all good because Draymond Green started to compliment Jaylen Brown at the All-Star break last season.
I think number one, the growth over the years. Like, you watched him come in, he was a young kid with athleticism and potential. The way he can shoot the basketball now, the way he takes it serious on the defensive end, the way he can handle the basketball now, he's become a complete player. And you don't become that player without putting the work in, and I respect that. And then also, his competitive nature. I got a chance to play against him in the finals, and he's competitive, super, super competitive.
Here's Jaylen Brown's response.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man. That's not bad.
Not bad that he said a bunch of good stuff about you.
He's supposed to. Yeah. So how about Draymond?
I was surprised at that. You know what I mean? Nah, that's great. Draymond does what Draymond does, like, just to bring in that force to the game. And he even talks about it, like, when without him on the floor, some of them championships don't happen. You know what I mean? So that force that he bring on defense and offense, you know, and sometimes they go a little extreme, but that's how you win. And Draymond has mastered that. You mastered that, bro. And like, when I played against you in the finals, when you went to that level of just force, we wasn't ready. But we're going to be ready this time.
I appreciate it. Well, Jaylen,
he won't be there.
Wow.
That's Barkley getting the shot. I want to get into more Jaylen Brown and Draymond.
There's the Grant Williams stuff, too.
Yeah, the who?
Grant Williams.
Oh, Grant.
Well, I love how you
did that cloud. I mean, come on, man. See what he did Friday night?
No.
Oh, you missed what he did Friday night? We'll get into it. All right, we'll get into it on the other side here. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
All right, Dub Nation, it's Draymond Green. Tip-off is coming later today with the great Tim Roy. And then tune in to the Morning Roast tomorrow morning for the best Warriors coverage.
Let's go. Warriors, Celtics.
Yeah.
Niners back on the practice field today. Sharks win 4-5. They're rolling. Boy, Warriors and Celtics back in Boston. Steve Kerr joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday. We'll get to some of that sound. Buddy Hill joined the Jim Rome Show, and it was really, really good. Let's get into Buddy Hill real quick. Let's do that.
You don't want to get into the list of Draymond Green beefs?
Yeah. You know what? We can do that.
Because I wrote down some just off the top of my head.
This segment is sponsored by Go to State Silver to Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Now, it feels like him and Jaylen Brown are cool, so I don't know if that's a beef anymore.
Jaylen Brown has in my estimation, his frame, he has chiseled his body. Like, I was looking at that video you sent of Grant Williams.
Yeah.
That fool is jacked.
Jaylen Brown?
Jacked.
Jaylen Brown, and you got to remember, Jaylen Brown played his basketball at Cal Berkeley. So he got to see up close and personal. When he was at Cal, he would go to Warrior games. And he would be on the court. He'd be talking to Iguodala, Curry, and whatnot. In his rookie year, the Celtics under Brad Stevens, when he was a coach, I remember they came to Oracle Arena. The Warriors would have a tough time with the Celtics. They came into Oracle Arena. I mean, Avery Bradley, Isaiah Thomas, it was Jaylen Brown. And they came in here. They took the Warriors lunch money. And Jaylen Brown got into it with Stephen Curry at the end of the third quarter of one of those games. And they ended up winning that game because I remember going to the Celtics locker room and they were feeling good, really good. And Isaiah Thomas gets hurt later in the postseason. But Jaylen Brown has been doing this. And so when you want to talk about Draymond beefs, I don't know if that's a beef anymore.
Well, I wrote down just some of the, you know, the heavy hitters. Rudy Gobert, right? That's one.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
All right. Jaylen Brown. All right. Should I cross it off?
Yeah, I think they're. You heard the All-Star stuff. You know.
Okay. Cross that off. What about Jordan Poole?
You know, the broadcast didn't even show the Jordan Poole point.
What?
No, when we were watching a game, I didn't see the point until the highlights afterwards. When he did the three, and then he pointed at Dre like, I got him. I was like, whoa, we didn't see that.
Well, Dre was like posting him up, and everyone was expecting the wild elbow.
People got nervous because he did a little walk through with the hell, and Jordan Poole's head snapped back. And it was like, oh boy. Tess just kept calling it the game within the game. Yeah. And speaking of the game within the game, Grant Williams, remember last year in Charlotte?
Oh, I remember it very well.
The game within the game.
He was baiting him at the top of the three-point key. Yeah. He was guarding him super tight. It was the 1980s. It was unbelievable. So I got Grant Williams on this list. I've got KD on the list. Is KD on the list for Draymond?
I don't know if they're still... Are they still beefing?
Give me the ball.
Are they still beefing?
I assume. What about Stephen Adams?
They've gone back and forth. Nah, he doesn't mess with
the people. I thought you were going to say Stephen A at first.
Oh, Stephen A. I didn't even think of Stephen A. Yeah, Stephen A's on the list. All right. What about Rodney Magruder?
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't that more Clay?
I didn't mean that Rodney.
Yeah, Rodney.
I mean, come on, dude. He destroyed Rodney Magruder, and then he became a Warrior.
Grant Williams beef is really... Oh, so I read the tweet.
And then the Tristan Thompson beef. I was at the game with Michelle, sitting sideline or courtside last year in the good seats. Yeah, I know, the drop. You can just do it. That's fine. And we had... you're so like close to the ground, and I'm so short. I had a bad angle, but I did have a great angle of Draymond and Tristan Thompson yelling at each other the entire game until Draymond and Donovan Mitchell get into it in a fight. So I put Donovan Mitchell on the list as well.
Yeah, because he weighed bye-bye.
Dylan Brooks.
Oh, Dylan the Villain? Oh, my gosh.
You're smiling.
The Rockets coming out to play.
Tari Eason.
But he respects Tari Eason. He shouted out Tari Eason in the postgame show. You know what Draymond's done this year? He's complimented the other team so much this season.
Kill him with kindness.
No,
it's psychological warfare. You cannot tell me it.
No, but he's a champion of change, man. You can see it. He's helping guys up. Champion of change, dude. I'm telling you. Referees. Now, Draymond Green is starting to get along with referees, patting him on the back. Some people saying I was on his beef list.
Well, you took it away. I was going to get to that. I was trying to get to a couple
shots.
More.
You talking to
I
me?
I was going to slip that one in.
It's always fun game.
I think he doesn't like me, and that's okay.
Well, I don't. He may not know who you
he
are.
He might not know who I am.
No, he knows who
he
you
may
are.
Just associate you and me as one simultaneous entity. No, named Bonte
he doesn't.
Hill.
No, he doesn't.
They
he
know
doesn't.
Everything, like Steph says.
I know everything.
No, he does.
I know Steph does know everything.
Yeah, they all know everything.
David Portnoy versus Draymond.
Oh, well, Portnoy's. Gosh. I guess. You have the Grant Williams blindside hit. This is what happened Friday night against Jason Tatum.
So
but they're supposed to be
this?
Boys. Yeah, I don't know how you missed it.
It looked like I thought it was Ray Lewis in the middle of the field tackling Priest Holmes.
And it's Padone. I sent you Jaylen Brown's reaction after the game when you want to pull that one
Jaylen Brown was heated.
Yeah, he was not happy with this one. Here is Jason Tatum getting blindsided in Charlotte.
He's off the cylinder. That was a hard foul against his good buddy Jason Tatum. That may be looked at.
Yeah, well, Tatum's like, what's all the trouble? No problem. Hey, we're competitive. We're playing hard. It's a physical game. Strike to the line.
This is Dale Curry, Bally Sports. And after the game, we'll play Jaylen Brown's. But Draymond Green started tweeting that night. And here he is. I'm going to read after four tweets. Grant Williams said it's not intentional fouling JT like that. It's mad wild. And he's smiling about it. Next tweet. Thinking a blindside hit on your mans is a smile-worthy offense means one of two things. You have zero awareness or you a goofy. And both make you a goofy. Goofy. Third tweet. He mad at JT about something? LOL. Ring. He was supposed to keep him in Boston. JT got a ring and dude let his frustrations out about it. Fourth tweet. All right. Good night.
That was in a row?
That was in a row. I love the tweet. Festus is like, man, you put some emphasis on that. I say, hey, you have zero awareness or you a goofy. And both make you a goofy.
Goofy.
You know how, like, we have certain people that are, like, fight experts, right? Like, that Draymond is, like, you know when you, for example, Mike Pereira, like, oh, we have an officiating issue. Let's go to Mike Pereira. Right. Anytime there's a fight in the NBA, we should immediately zoom in. Draymond Green. Draymond, what do you think of this little altercation that's going on right now?
Probably not the best idea.
We'll go to Tommy Pham out in Secaucus.
Oh, gosh.
What was the guy from Memphis, Clark, who he caught in
Brandon Clark.
Yeah, and like, Brandon Clark. Well, he hacked him so hard. And then he hacked him so hard. The and Memphis then he tried series. To like catch him as he was falling down.
Was it game one? He got ejected.
First off, the awareness to not only karate chop a guy midair, but then catch him, embrace his fall to keep him from getting even more hurt was just incredible.
I tell you one of the more impressive things when he's chucking Rudy Gobert and Carl Anthony Towns comes from behind him, the wherewithal to tuck his chin is next level awareness. I mean, he doesn't get enough credit for that. I swear to God. Watch it back. He tucked his chin. We're calling it was unbelievable.
Look, I'm guilty of this, but like, I do all the emotions, like the full circle, all 360 degrees of emotions.
We know.
When it comes to Draymond Green specifically.
Oh, like, I thought he was just talking about sports in general.
That's life. Like, yesterday, my brother brought his boys over, my cousin brought his boys over, and little Teddy, God bless him, he's two. He's having a lot, he's the middle child. He's got a lot of emotions. He cried yesterday, he screamed, he laughed, he hugged, he did every emotion you could possibly have in about 45 minutes. And that's how I feel when I'm like rooting for Draymond Green.
Sounds like inside out one or two.
Yeah, 100%.
Jaylen Brown on the Grant Williams situation Friday night.
I don't know what that was about. I think that spoke for itself. I don't know if Grant missed JT or I don't know what that was, but it just wasn't a basketball play. Grant no better than that.
Last year he picked you up with a hard foul against you. Tonight he had a hard one against Jason. How much did it frustrate you seeing him do it again against you guys?
Actions speak loud, you know, so it is what it is. We got the win, we move on, but, you know, there's no place in the game for that. I thought JT and Grant was friends. I guess not.
You know. I kind of like this, though. No, I think this is good for the NBA.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.